That theory emphasizes the importance of understanding the following: what is meditation? So that we understand what we are doing in the name of meditation, and this will keep us always in focus. So wherever you go, retreat or whatever you do at home, remind yourself, what are you doing in the name of meditation? And what is meditation? If meditation is heedfulness, as per the Dhammapada saying, verse 21, 22, 23, then are we training our mind to be heedful? To be heedful, there are two parts. You have to be ever mindful, constantly meditating. So the first part is ever mindful. How do we start? That's why we have to develop mindfulness, awareness-based meditation, to stabilize this mindfulness so that we become ever mindful. That's why training the mind to be aware, to be mindful, is very important. Not to use thought-based method and technique to create more thinking. To be aware is to be in the state of relaxed awareness. And what is sati? Mindfulness, which is awareness before the knowing, before the arising of thought, before the arising of the angry mind. That's why we need to relax, maintain awareness. Don't try to know, don't try to do. Then the thought cannot arise. When thought does not arise, your true mind manifests. But your true mind is always there. Never, never apart from your nature. That nature is always there. So when you understand that, what you need to do is to silence the mind, not to arise any thought. That's why awareness-based meditation is to reverse the heedless thinking to realize the true mind. Okay? So I will read on. There are two steps involved in developing meditation as taught by the Buddha. The first step is to train the mind to be heedful. We are using a skillful means or an object of meditation to anchor the mind in awareness or develop mindfulness so that the mind is relaxed, aware, silent, and mindful within. So this training of the mind, you can start with skillful means, no problem. Like anapanasati, mindfulness of the in and out breath, okay? You develop the training until that mindfulness is developed. That's why in the Kaya Nupassana, the first category of training is mindfulness of the in and out breath. But don't go and do absorption and one-pointedness. Understand that? The key instruction is breathing in aware, breathing out aware. No mention of focusing, concentrating, or stay anywhere. It's just mindfulness of the in and out breath. So whatever skillful means that can allow you to anchor your mind and develop mindfulness, you can use it. But when you understand, actually you don't need them. Yeah, they are only skillful means. Why can't you, like Hui Ning, go straight into the silent mind? Realize the true mind which is without thought. Yeah. So this true mind which is without thought is just an awareness nature. That's like Hui Ning thought Wu Nian. So how to have no thought? Don't think, don't do. Understand? Not? If you try to do, then that doing is by the thought. That's why don't try to know. The knowing is also by the thought. So to have a silent mind, which is without thought, Wu Nian, you just relax and maintain the awareness nature. Means aware, finish. Aware, finish. Then, if you are patient, you know how to relax and let things be, then everything will cease. The sankhara that arise because you lack spiritual faculty, they will slow down and cease. That's why I say, allow your mind to return to its natural state before the stirring, before the arising of thought. That is your true mind. So to do that, you need to relax and prevent the arising of thought energy to feed the sankhara activity. Means don't do anything. Don't try to know. Just relax and maintain aware. Aware, finish. Aware, finish. Then let it settle down. Let it settle down. Like Po Cheng said, you must do until it surfaces. Then only you see the result. Otherwise, you don't see the result. If you are impatient, you cannot do it. Yeah. Because you doubt, you don't have faith. But when you have faith, like what I have faith in Achayantra, body is just a body, mind is mind, mind never. He just told me these few words. Then I dare to sit through. But I was lucky actually. It flashes through. Yeah, I have my past, must be my past. Yeah, I was told one Canadian monk. I went to one of the top, the Canadian monk really. He tried to see through pain when he was doing Vipassana meditation in Burma, Myanmar. What happened was, he said, he tried. It was so painful he endured. Then you know what happened? He fainted. 4 days in the hospital. And he himself shared. Yeah. That's why when I heard that, I said, well, luckily I didn't faint. It's not easy. You don't have the parami and the condition, I tell you. Cannot. But I think Achayantra must have done it before. That's why he tell me, he dared to tell me this. And I can feel his energy, his loving kindness, his metta, that his Dhamma is so beautiful. Everything resonates with my inner nature. That's why I have faith in him. So if you have faith in me, you try. Understand not? The awareness-based meditation, relax mental awareness, then allow it to happen. Then when it happens, that is what the reward will be. Then you become very different. You progress along the path of Dhamma very fast, and you understand all this very fast. Then from Huimin's first hallmark, Huonian, you understand it deeply. Then from there, you can proceed to stabilize the awareness, to realize the essence of mind. Then when you realize the essence of mind, use it to meditate. Use it to meditate. Use it to observe, to develop the wisdom, the understanding. Then when they arise, then the second hallmark, no mark. No mark of a self become clear. No mark of others become clear. Then no mark of Dhamma, no mark of life, existence, everything within the conditional. The death that arises and exists within the conditional world is not from the unconditioned. The unconditioned from the awareness nature, all these don't exist. You understand? So this is how you use the silent mind, the direct seeing, the awareness to develop the heedfulness, to cultivate, to awaken, to insight into phenomena, to develop clear understanding. So when all this surface, then meditation become very easy. Okay? Then the third hallmark, not so easy, not so fast. You really have to locate the gateway, the fourth support. You must silent until that nature, the awareness nature, the silent mind, detect it on its own. Then all the yin yang energy will melt inside and become pure energy. Then it will activate the internal transformation. Then your consciousness will become more and more refined, more and more refined. Until one day it is so fine, the mundane mind collapses. Yet the mundane mind cannot withstand that fine vibration, which is born of pure energy, born of the pure nature. That's why when the mundane mind collapses, a lot of things will happen in your brain here, and you will come to know. Then when that nature shines forth, we have the mundane mind no more to cloud your true mind. Then the awareness nature shines forth. Then you are the awareness. Throughout the day, every moment, every instant, you are just awake. Where there is no more mundane mind, the gross mundane mind to cloud your nature. Then during that time, you will understand why that mind does not dwell. Well, your nature got no words, no thought, no concept, no delusion. That's why it cannot dwell. And that one, only Bodhisattva, the higher beings, when they reach certain progress, then only they can realize that. That's why Huining has that parami. He can realize that. That's why he can teach that teaching. Actually, very few people can teach the second and third hallmark. The first one, yes, quite a number. Quite a number. The second one, there are some, but not that Not that many. The third one really very, very well. The third formal is very, very well. I have yet to find one. Apart from experiencing my own, the Monday Night collapse in the year 1989. And it's already 34 years. And this nature, the Supra Monday might just shine for. That's why it's ever mindful. Clarity is all the time like that. That's why it understanding is seeing differently, then it share direct from there. That's why I cannot remember the word I use just now, straight away not there already. That is not from memory. That's why I had to ask. Luckily Andy recall. Then that day Sian also recall. Then there was one incident. What was it? Yeah?
Then he recalled the basic Theravada.
Tell me recall. Yeah? Because I say after that, then he recall. The basic Theravada teaching. Yeah, then I understand what I want to say. Because when I say it's that nature that share, understand? Not? And what is this nature? Direct from that nature. That's why some people use this book, the title, Acamabawa, straight from the heart. You heard of the title, yeah? Straight from the heart. Ah, that one is from that nature. But they know that nature is here at the heart level. Okay? So this one is very important. So step two, is to make use of this trained mind in silent awareness to see things as they are, means the direct see, to develop meditation as taught by the Buddha, namely the cultivation of daily mindfulness, or sati sampajana, means mindfulness and clear comprehension, the four foundation of mindfulness, the three turnings of the Four Noble Truths, and the Noble Eightfold Path. All these essential dhamma, you must cultivate, even the four right effort, because Noble Eightfold Path covers all the perfect one, the four right effort, then the right view. All this you have to cover. You have to cultivate the right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood. All this you must reflect, contemplate, then develop the understanding. So together with the mindfulness, the awareness, and the Noble Eightfold Path, without mindfulness, you cannot cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. With mindfulness, you can cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. This is how it arises and happens. Okay, then we go on. The aim of meditation is to realize the state of enlightenment that is beyond thought and beyond time. Means psychological time. Because the Dhamma is timeless, akaliko, in Pali. So if you want to meditate to realize the enlightenment, which is what the Buddha taught, then you have to realize this, the state of enlightenment that is beyond thought, beyond mind. Under the salutation of the Dhamma, all the characteristics of the true Dhamma that the Buddha wants you to develop awakening is all stated there. That's why that salutation to the Dhamma is very beautiful, and I like to recite it. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo. Well expounded is the Dhamma by the Buddha. And what is this Dhamma? The Buddha said, this Dhamma is sandhitiko. Can be realized in the here and the now. No need to wait till you die. After sandhitiko is what? This Dhamma is akaliko. Timeless, beyond thought, beyond time. Thereafter, that is ehipaseko. Because it is the truth, it stands up to investigation. You are welcome to investigate. So, sandhitiko, akaliko, ehipasiko, that open ego means leading inward into your nature, into your heart, into your true mind. Then, pacetang, veditako, inovi, can only be realized by the wise, each for themselves. That's why you no need to check one. When you awaken to it, that being understand. Because only the wise can realize it. Can be realized by the wise, each for themselves. Okay? So look for all these characteristics. If they promise you after death, eternal life, eternal heaven, forget about it. That is Dhamma is antithetical. And if it's related to thought, forget about it. That is Dhamma is beyond thought, beyond thought. Then stand up the investigation, leading inward. So all these are the unique characteristics. Huh? Okay. So the next one is thought-based meditation is limited to the field of thought. Hence, it cannot free your mind or lead to realization of the state which is beyond thought, beyond time, or psychological time, which is beyond mind. Because the moment of thought is psychological time. Then diligently cultivate the five spiritual faculties, sadha, virya, sti, samadhi, and panya, to overcome the five mental hindrances of sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, or lethargic mind, restlessness of mind, and doubt. So the five spiritual faculties and five mental hindrances we already went through many times. Huh? Very easy. You just read through, then develop the contemplative understanding, then understand the importance of the spiritual faculty to overcome the mental hindrance. Don't worry about the mental hindrance. Focus on the spiritual faculty. Then the mental hindrance will cease to be. Okay? Okay?